Michael Jackson. Want to be starting something? 95.9 Bob FM. Were you a big Michael Jackson fan back in the day, Pam Crane? Were you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. My wife is one of those. She's like, I didn't understand all the like little stuff he was doing in the, you know, So that
it's
annoyed her a little
taste.
Bit. It is. Yeah. Thriller, though. That was a huge album of our time, for sure.
For sure.
This is Pam Crane right there with South Central Kansas Health Foundation. And,
yes, sir.
How are things going?
Things are going fantastic. We are having a really good week out there this week.
Are you?
2026 Hospital Week. So
oh,
we
is
have
it?
All kinds
what happens on Hospital Week?
We have all kinds of celebrations going on through the week. Lots of food. We like to eat. So lots of food, lots of activities.
Are you making contests. Some of the food?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For
all right. You like to do that. You
I
like
do.
To make food for people. You're
yeah.
good at doing it. Because I remember the last event I was out there for that, and we
yes.
had some good stuff.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah. Is there some kind of like Olympic type thing going on?
Yes,
what is that?
The theme this year is Olympics.
And okay.
So, yeah, we kicked it off on Monday morning with a whole flag ceremony and a parade and ended up over in the other building with biscuits and gravy for breakfast. And
nice.
So we just, yeah, kicked it off that way, and it'll go all the way through Friday.
Okay.
Of course, the whole week
Very
there's
good.
A competition, and people are getting points. And I'm telling you, they're competitive. So
are they?
It's a lot of fun.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Are you competitive? Have you been involved in a lot of this?
You know, I kind of helped organize it, so I can't really
You're
compete.
Just sitting back a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not eligible? Did
right.
you do that on purpose?
Probably like, so. Probably so. Don't
you're
tell
like,
anybody.
If I organize it, then I can say, since I organize it, I can't really be involved, and then
yeah.
I can kind of take a back seat a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
Why all the shenanigans go on.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very
I'll
cool.
I'll just take pictures.
That's an easy thing to do. Yeah, that's the easy thing yeah. to do. Take some pictures and,
exactly.
and do that. So how are things going?
Going really well. Yesterday we had the honor of dedicating the Prairie Reflection Gazebo. And it's in the breezeway of the two buildings. And this was designed and thought of. We had four memorials that were left to us. Jim Colson, Pat Brown, Stephen Trillo, and
right.
Delbert Bryant.
Where is that located then?
So it's in between the two buildings. There's the east wing and the main building. And there's a breezeway
right.
in between there, a grassy
oh,
breezeway.
Oh, yeah. I know
and
what you're
so
talking
we
about.
Put it
okay.
up. It's right. beautiful. And the reason that we put that up is for employees, when they have a break, when they need some fresh air, just to go out there, rest, reflect, restore, and then go back to work.
One of those places you can kind of get away from
right.
everything for a little bit.
Right.
Maybe something stressful is happening that day, something you can take a little break.
Exactly. And
that's cool.
When those individuals named us as their memorial, it was all because they had such incredible care, you know, there at
sure.
SCK Health. And so we wanted it to be something that honored and benefited the employees.
Do you know those names right off the top of your head? You can say
yes,
them if
I
you
did.
Want to. The
I just did.
Oh, did you? Okay,
uh-huh.
did I miss that?
You
I was
did.
Messing
yeah.
with the levels.
That's
I'm
okay.
Trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I can do it. Jim Colson, Pat Brown, Stephen Trillo, and Delbert Bryant.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a cool thing to do. As well.
Very
Any
cool.
more art going up?
So we did the phase two of,
okay.
of the
right.
Capture Cali County. And so we have pictures over in the west wing or east wing now. And also in the PT, we've started up our physical therapy program again. So we have some
nice.
Prints in there. And they're all very local. They're pictures of events, Arkalala, the Burford, you know, those kind of things.
I've been over there a couple of times. I've been amazed by how much it lightens things up. It lives up a little bit in there. It's
well, the
really
thing
cool.
is people, they see the picture and then they connect it with a memory.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of our thought is, you know, if it can connect you with a positive memory, that helps the essence of the visit.
Adds a lot of color to the hospital.
Sure does.
And so that's Pam Crane yeah. right there, SCK Health Foundation. And always something going on. I mean, you just constantly have to kind of be out there talking to folks and
yes.
and getting gifts. And, you know, you have that gazebo project go like that. And
right.
it's a cool thing.
We got to sure. honor 16 employees yesterday. We had our 10-year reception.
Did you?
And so we had 16 employees that either were hitting 5, 10, or 20 years of service. And so the foundation hosted a reception for them yesterday, and they got to invite their, I said, invite your coworkers, your friends, your coworkers that are friends, and then, you know, your family.
Of course.
So it was fun.
I think that's got to be cool, too, to look over there and say, hey, look, these are people that have stayed with us for a good long time, a good stretch of time.
Yes, because tenure isn't something that's just given these days. You know, used to, you'd have somebody be with a company for 30, 40 years, and now people just jump around so much. And I think it's a testament to the employees that we have, and also to the work environment that we are able to keep people that long.
Not only that, but you know, back in the day, healthcare seemed like it was just a handful of places. You know, you could work at this hospital or that hospital. Now there are so many specialties and so many.
There's a lot of options. If
a little niche. You can work. So the fact you're able to keep those folks,
and
pretty cool thing.
The shout out that I gave to the people that were there for their 5 year is they started right post COVID.
And oh, really?
Things were rough.
A little crazy.
And so they've stuck it out. They've gone through the long haul, you know. And I know it's, you know, 5 years is only 5 years, but it's been a rough 5 years.
Sure.
And so that I gave a special shout out to them because they've stuck in there.
How long have you been there now?
I also got my 5 year yesterday.
I was going to say, you had to be one of those getting the 5 year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Cool. All right. Yeah. It has been almost exact. You came right in the middle. I was thinking about that. You came right in the middle of COVID.
Yes.
That was a wild time.
Good times. I worked out there for 6 months before I knew what anybody looked like.
Oh, really?
Because everybody wore masks.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And so I remember we got the mandate that we could take the masks off.
Right.
And I walked up to one of the employees. I said, "You are so pretty."
All I knew was the mask.
Had no idea.
Forever. Anything else coming up at SCK Health? New staff? Anybody coming?
Well, not as far as new staff. We have applied for the big, beautiful bill. You know, there was a lot of money.
Oh, right. Yes. How's that working
mandated
out?
Down. So we were supposed to hear, we wrote about $10 million in grants.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Those were submitted back in April. We were supposed to hear 1st of May, and then it was the 15th or 16th of May, whatever this Friday is, and it's been post back now indefinitely as to when we will hear. So that tells me that they had a lot of good submissions.
A lot of people submitting. So
So I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. I didn't really enjoy writing the grants, but I certainly wouldn't like to have to allocate them out.
People don't think about that either, because, and I know this from talking to folks, and you included, is that the grant writing and stuff like that, and trying to secure funds, that it's a lot of work.
It could be a full-time job.
And sure, you have to do it just right. I mean, just a few mistakes or just an error here and there can cause you some trouble. So.
Definitely.
That's Pam Crane. If I want to give a gift to the hospital, if I want to talk to you about that, or maybe I have an idea for something, I want to volunteer, what can I do? How to get a hold of you?
I would love to talk to you. So you can come out to the front desk and ask for me, and I can come over. Or you can give me a call, 620-441-7923. Or you can email me. And that's all on our website.
Okay, just go to the website and find
SCK Health.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Got a great website, too.
Yes.
Very easy to get through. So I was checking that out the other day. Anything else we need to know from you?
I don't think so. It's going to be, things are going to slow down a little bit after hospital week.
You look fashion fabulous today, tell you.
Well, thank you.
Very good. You're always very well coordinated. You want to tell that story about when you had to leave school to make your bed?
No, that's between us.
Okay. All right. That was an interesting story. We'll be back. Keep it here. 95.9 Bob FM. Stick around.